News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Lieutenant Michelle Walker with the BCS Area Salvation Army. Today we're talking about the upcoming Angel Tree Program. So please, let's talk a little bit about the application process first.
Okay. Our Angel Tree interviews, our applicants will start October 15th through the 26th, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. People who want to apply for the Angel Tree, which is actually a program where we provide gifts for underprivileged children, low-income families who, you know, otherwise may not have a Christmas this year. And so we interview so that, you know, we can see if people are eligible or not, and we can get addresses and all that good stuff, how many children they have, what sizes they wear, what wishes they have for this Christmas. Basically, if you want to come and sign up for that and get an application for that, you just come in. What you'll need is your ID. They'll need an ID. They'll need, every child needs an ID, like a Medicaid card, Social Security card, something like that, that tells me, you know, their ages and their birth dates and things like that. They'll come in, they'll fill out a form that has all that information on it. They'll need any kind of income that they have, any money coming in, and any expenses that they have. And we need recent bills, recent check stubs, or recent, you know, SSI checks, whatever it may be that they're applying, that they have. And that way we can see, you know, exactly how much they're getting in and how much they're paying out, because, you know, people are struggling these days for, you know, they're just not getting enough in as much as they're, you know, pushing out. And so we basically just take applications there at the Salvation Army. We'll have some volunteers who will sit and talk with them about everything that they have, verify all their information, and then we give them a number. They have a case number, and those numbers you will actually see on the angels that we put on angel trees. We will see if, you know, people will pick their names off the angel tree.
Is there an age limit?
It's for children 0 to 14. You do have to, you know, if you're pregnant, you do have to have your baby by December. So if you're pregnant, we can't really qualify for, you know, the little babies like that. But if they've already been born, it's certainly 0 through 14. If there's anybody who is mentally challenged or disabled, we will take, you know, older children who have any of those problems or issues. But it is 0 to 14, and you can come in and apply Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, October 15th through the 26th.
Now, the applicants don't need to bring their children with them. Is that correct?
Right. It's much easier getting through the process because we don't have a whole lot of room there. And so it's much easier for us to be able to interview somebody, because it takes a little bit to interview them and approve applications and all that good stuff. And so it's best if you can't bring your children. Of course, if you can, we'll try to accommodate that also. Also, the interviews are actually being taken at 2506 Cabot Avenue there in Bryan, Texas. We also, if anybody would like to volunteer to help out with the interview process, it's very simple. We have a piece of paper that has all the information on it. All it is just verifying, you know, that the cards match up to the kids, that the, you know, the mom or the dad or the whoever it is that's coming in match up to the application. We are really in need of Spanish speakers, and so far I just have one. So if anybody, you know, would like to come out and help, any day would be great. And we need some Spanish speakers for that. So they can contribute in that way. And that's just kind of for the interviewing process.
All right. And the toy buying portion kicks off later, correct?
Right. And I'll give you the dates for that. Our Angel Tree and our kettle kickoff will be November 16th at the Post Oak Mall. That'll be the first day that we set up everything. And the mall will be open from 10 to 8. We will stick angels up on the angel tree. People can come by and contribute by taking an angel, adopting that angel. The information that's on the angels are just a reference for people. And so they don't have to buy everything on the angel. It's just kind of whatever you would like to buy, you know, whatever you can afford, whatever it is, because anything is great for us. And then, of course, they have the wish list. And so you can either, you can buy that wish list, or if you know, you know, of another great toy that you would like to buy the children, that's fine too. And so you can, people can contribute by taking an angel. They can volunteer at the angel tree if they, want to call the office. They can call the office and we can put you on our, volunteer list, and they can volunteer just to, you know, it's as simple as sitting at the angel tree, just at the table, and, letting people write their names down with whatever angel they took, so we can keep track of how many angels we've had out, and how many we have coming in. And so that's, it's really neat to be able to do that, because you can see, you know, exactly how much the community is contributing, because you don't always see that. We ask that when you bring back the toys, if you do take an angel, that they're new and unwrapped, so that we can actually see what is in the gifts. That's why we ask for them not to be wrapped, because we have found some used toys at times. And so we really want children to be able to have new things for Christmas. We also have the angel tree will actually run from November 16th to December 15th. December 15th will be the last day for people to be able to bring the gifts back. And they can bring them back to the Post Oak Mall where the angel tree is. They can bring them by the Salvation Army there at 2506 Cavett. And then, you know, we'll distribute them. At this point, we don't have a distribution building, and we're in the process of looking for one. And, you know, we need kind of a big warehouse kind of building. And so that's, we're looking, to find one of those so that people can, if they need to drop off a toy there, they could actually do that also. We have kettle opportunities that will run November 16th through December 24th. And if you want to volunteer to ring a bell outside one of the stores, we can do that. If there's a store manager or somebody who would like to, support the Army, and let us put a kettle out, we can put a kettle in front of your building. That'd be great. If you want a box that people can donate just toys, we can certainly, do that for you. Or if you want an angel tree up, we can do that. I think probably the best thing is, to see if we can get some companies to, what would really help is if we can get some companies to, sponsor some of our angels. For example, if somebody wanted to take, you know, 30 angels and fill those angels for us, we'd be more than willing to come and pick up those angels whenever you get all of them back. And that really helps. Last year we had, we helped 690 families apply for the Salvation Army Angel Tree. And out of those 690, 186, weren't chosen. And so the Salvation Army basically had to, you know, fill those on our own. So it's, and with the economy being so bad, we've seen a trend where, you know, we've had more and more applicants. So we expect more applicants this year, and more children in need. And so it's real important that the community, you know, help us out this year. And they always do, I know, but it's, you know, it's on the increase. So it's real important that everybody is aware that this is an important need for the kids in the community.
Gotcha. And what's your favorite thing about the Angel Tree program?
I think probably distribution day is great. I like to be with the volunteers, but on distribution day, which is December 19th and the 20th, at the warehouse, we'll have people come who have applied for the Angel Tree, and they'll come and we'll actually hand them the gifts for Christmas. And they're, you know, if you've ever seen anybody be real excited about the fact that their kid got a new bike or that they, you know, that they got new clothes this year for Christmas, and we're just helping out families, it's really inspiring to be able to see somebody who, you know, really needs the help and is grateful for the fact that, you know, their kids are going to have new toys and new clothes for this Christmas. Because not, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to, most of us are fortunate to be able to do that, and there's just some families who just can't afford to do it. And so that's probably my favorite part, is to see the faces of the moms or the dads or, you know, even the grandmothers who are picking up the gifts for children that they're taking care of, and they're, you know, they're crying because, you know, without the help of the community and the Salvation Army, they wouldn't have gotten these gifts.
All right. And is there anything else you feel is important?
I would just like to say that, you know, if we could really get some more volunteers. If you can volunteer in any way, we're more than willing to help you in anything that we can. You know, if you have a special interest or anything that you can contribute, that'd be great. We also, if it's always great to have a little bit of competition going on. So if you wanted to have, you know, certain businesses or certain areas of businesses, you know, compete one day for a kettle to see who made the most money, we'd be willing to do that also. And just have a little ceremony with a little plaque saying, you know, thank you for your contribution. It's always great to get a little bit, you know, make it fun and get some competitive juices flowing when it comes to kettles, because, you know, it's always fun to do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. That's Lieutenant Michelle Walker with the Bryan College Station Salvation Army talking about the Angel Tree program this year. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.